Sports. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Dudes Who Bet Sports. Welcome back to another week, Papa Dude. We got a loaded show. We know the series pretty much for the NBA and NFL, or NHL, I should say. We got a lot to talk about today. You ready to rock?
Let's do it. It's going to be fun these next few weeks. I love the hockey playoffs. They're fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. Good segue.
We're in it.
The first time in 2 years, we are in it.
That's right.
And that is exciting. Finally.
Yes.
We'll talk about us in just a second. Let's start with, let's just go from the top and go down. These are the series prices. So to win the series, this is what we're looking at right now. Right. And kick it off with Vegas and Minnesota. Vegas minus 205, Minnesota plus 170. Minnesota kind of was 20 seconds away from maybe not making the playoffs. Yeah. Got a late goal to tie things up and clinched it. So, all right, who do you like for in this first round matchup, Vegas and Minnesota?
Well, let's see. I'm looking at the five you've got up here so far that I can see on the board.
Mm-hmm.
This, I would say, would be my second favorite easy one, okay? Don't you think? I'm surprised it didn't more than 205.
You can choke down 205 if you want to take them to just win outright. You can go minus a game and a half, meaning Vegas has to win 4-2 or better. You can get that at a plus number. I think that's the play.
That's the one to go. Yeah,
because I just don't see this being more than a 5 or 6 game series.
I don't either. I don't know. It could be a 4.
It might.
Yeah. I mean, Minnesota is going to bring it. You know, they always play hard, but they're not very good and they're beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And Vegas is playing pretty well. I'm surprised it's minus 205. I thought it would be 260, something to that effect. You know, because Vegas is really good. Minnesota, like you said, they're limping in.
Yeah.
They're limping into the play. They were playing pretty well, you know, around the first of the year. They were rolling, but then the injuries hit. They've just limped in. And I just don't think they can make this much of a series. Vegas is too good.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on it. And look, I think at the end of the day, you look at this Vegas team and how deep they are and how talented they are, how rested they are. They've been able to rest a lot of guys as well. I just feel like this is going to be a very tough series for Minnesota. I don't see them going into Vegas and having much luck. I mean, they might steal one, but also that Vegas game travels well as well. So yes. I'm with you. I think you take minus a game and a half, you take the Golden Knights in this one. No doubt.
Yeah, because you can't make enough money on the 205. And the 1.5 is very doable.
Yeah.
So it's reasonable to take the plus money on that.
Yep, absolutely. All right. This one gets a little bit interesting in my opinion. Toronto minus 170 taking on the Senators at plus 145. Mm-hmm. Toronto's a pretty good plus money price, taking minus a game and a half as well. But what do you think? I mean, this is going to be quite the battle. You got a team that really struggles in the playoffs in Toronto. New coach, though. Maybe that helps. And then Ottawa team that's got to be thrilled to be back in the playoffs for the first time in a while. What do you think about this one?
This is really a tough one. And, again, you just laid it all out there. I don't have a whole lot to add. The thing about the Senators is they're one of the hottest teams in hockey. You know, they played great down the stretch. They're good. They're solid. And I would not want to play them with the monkey on your back like Toronto has. They cannot get out of these playoffs, and they've been so good the last few years, and they just can't make it through the playoffs very far. The pressure, my gosh, it's insurmountable, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it goes 7, do you think they can win it? I don't know.
So it's going to be an interesting series. Ottawa gives up a lot of shots, but Linus Allmark has been fantastic this season. So he's held them in a lot of games. It's the type of goaltending that it can get you frustrated because you're probably going to outshoot them by 10 or 12 shots every game in this series. And if you lose a couple of those, boy, oh boy, could the pressure mount and the frustration mount.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not playing this one yet.
No,
I'm not going to play game by game yet either. This is one I want to watch and see what happens the first couple of games.
Stay away from this one, because if Ottawa can go in there and get game one, and let's say Toronto outshoots them 42-23, something like that, dominate the game and they lose, just like you laid out, my goodness, that it gets in your head.
It does. And like I said, I think that's not an unrealistic thing that could happen. Yeah. And you've got a Toronto goalie situation that's they're playing well, but they're not
elite
solid. You don't feel great about them. You know,
they're not elite.
No. So it's going to be interesting. Yeah. Stay away series so far for me until we see.
I'm staying away from this one for a while. I want to see a couple of games.
All right, Blues and Jets are next. Like we said, the Blues get in a 6-1 win over Utah. Super impressive. They just dominated the game from start to finish. Had to win it. The Blues get 96 points, and they're the last team in the West. That's unbelievable. Yeah. 96, usually you're clear. You don't have to worry about it. Not the case. As a matter of fact, the Calgary Flames have one more game left. They could get to 96 and not make it.
Yeah. And their record's pretty good.
It's unbelievable what the Blues were able to accomplish here. Now the buzzsaw of Winnipeg. Winnipeg's minus 180. The Blues are plus 155. Couple of facts here. The team that ended the 12-game winning streak for the Blues, it was Winnipeg. The last team to win a game in St. Louis that was not the Blues, it was Winnipeg. So they've been a problem for the Blues even when the Blues have been playing great. What do you think about this one?
It's so fascinating, isn't it? Because when we started our Stanley Cup run in 2019, who did we play first?
Yep, Winnipeg.
We played Winnipeg.
Yep.
And I can't remember what we were. Were we like five? Was that a 4 and a 5?
That was a 2 and a 3. It was a 2 and a 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We were the 3. Winnipeg was the 2.
And it was such an interesting series. We won the first 2 in Winnipeg.
Yep.
And then we lost game 3.
And 4.
Game 4 at home.
Yep.
And went back and beat him. Didn't we win? Did it go 7?
No, it went 6. We beat him all 3 games in Winnipeg.
Yeah, we won all 3.
1, 2, and 5. And then finally a home team won in game 6. Yeah. Jaden scored a hat trick.
Right. And I jinxed him because I went to game 3.
Right.
And, so that was the all-time jinx. I kind of try to stay away from the big games because I usually lose when I go. This Blues team's a little different. They're playing very well at home.
Yeah,
which has always been an issue with the Blues. And I was so scared Tuesday night that they were not going to win that game. We've seen them blow it at home so many times. Plus, Utah's in their heads. They have a hard time. But they came out and played the way they're supposed to, took charge, blew them out early, and they kept the pedal down. And they're playing well. Are they good enough to beat Winnipeg? I don't think so. I just don't think so. Blues fans need to be thrilled this team did what they did.
Oh, yeah.
I am so thrilled that they made the run they did because I didn't give them a chance at the four when they had the All-Star break, whatever you want to call it, the Four Nations tournament.
Yeah.
They had no chance. And they've played fantastic since. It reminds you a lot of the other team. They started this run a little bit later than the Stanley Cup team did.
Yeah.
You got a red-hot goalie, you know, a big-time goalie who shines in these moments. And when you've got a goalie that can do that, you can steal the game somewhere along the line. And that's what makes hockey so difficult to get through these playoffs. You get a red-hot goalie, he'll beat you. But I like Winnipeg's goalie, too.
That's going to be the key. Connor Hellebuck has not been good in the playoffs, and that's going to have to, for the Blues, it's going to have to be what happens. He's going to have to struggle a little bit.
He's going to have to play that because he's playing well.
And Bennington's going to have to do what he does. I'm not really concerned about that as much as if Hellebuck doesn't play well, the Blues can win the series.
They can.
There's no track record with Hellebuck in the playoffs, and that's the Blues' advantage. And that's
why there's no track record for the Jets.
No, none at all. No, none at all. They won the President's Trophy. That is meaningless when it comes to the playoffs, though.
A lot of times means nothing. Well, most times it does.
Exactly. So I do think the Jets, they're vulnerable. I'm glad we're playing the Jets and not the Golden Knights. I think that would be a much tougher matchup for the Blues. Look, I do not want to play the Jets minus 180. You can play them minus a goal and a game and a half. It's about plus 120 or plus 130, depending on the book. I don't really want to do that either because I do think the Blues are capable of stretching the series.
They are.
I would kind of play the wait and see game with this one as well.
Exactly.
I think these things tend to really shift with a win. Just one win, these prices will really shift one way or another. So
let me ask you this too. Let's say that Winnipeg wins the first 2. Do you think then the Blues say, hey, we made the playoffs, and it snaps their spirits. If they don't go in and win one of those first two games, do you give them much of a chance?
I think you could say for any team, no. Yeah. You know, if you get down 2-0, you're in trouble. I think with the Blues, they have a lot of young guys. We went into that game Monday. Was it Monday or Tuesday night? Tuesday. Whenever they played. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, the veterans, this is a veteran game. Like, veterans have got to come through. And they did.
They did.
They're going to have to in the playoffs.
Oh, yes.
You can't count on our young guys to provide a ton of scoring in this.
I also want to ask you this, because I know you followed it a lot more than I do. Robert Thomas got hurt.
He's fine.
He is okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Precautionary measures. At least that's what they said. They said okay. He's fine.
Well, you know, in hockey, you never know.
No, that's why I you know, went ahead and said that.
Mention while we're on it, we got a little bit of time today. I heard him talking about Thomas on the radio version of it, and they were so impressed. He's what is he, the first Blues player to have back-to-back 80-point seasons since God knows when.
Yeah.
And they were comparing him to some of the other 80-point scorers around the league. And they weren't trying to knock our other players, but they said he's got 81 points. He's got, 60 assists?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we don't have scorers.
Right.
And to get an assist, you got to make a pass, and they score off of your pass. And they were saying it's remarkable that he has as many assists, and that's how good he is at setting up players, because we don't have snipers. We don't have Austin Matthews. We don't have those kind of guys.
Yeah.
We don't have Connor McDavid's on our team.
No.
And he's had a great season.
He's become Ryan O'Reilly in a lot of ways. Yes. That's number one center for the Stanley Cup team. He's kind of become that type of player. He kind of does everything.
Yeah. He missed a bunch of games.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. He's not a guy that's going to score 50 goals, but yeah, he's an all around really, really good player. And he's turning into one of those top guys. And we finally have that number one center that we've been missing ever since O'Reilly left. So,
well, I thought they said he missed 17 games.
Yeah, he was hurt earlier in the season. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he might have got 100 points had he played those 17 games. He could.
Yeah, and he's going to have to be great. I think he will be. Yeah. I'm not really worried about him.
He's solid.
Yep. Yep.
He's only 25. I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Because they started playing him when he was like 19, something like that.
Yeah. No, he was.
He's coming into his own. Young guy that's not young anymore.
Yeah.
Has a ton of experience. Has had a good season. Kyrie's had a good season.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got these kids. I can't say his name. I can't think of his name. Snuggle. What is it?
Snuggerud. Yeah. Who's just out of college. Playing in college. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's fit right in.
Yep.
And he's going to be a star.
Yep.
Aren't you excited about him?
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about a lot of those guys.
Neighbors is playing great. I mean, they've come on, so got to give them a chance. Can't wait till Saturday, for game one and see what happens.
Yep, we'll have to see. I don't know that you could count on a lot of those young guys their first playoff experience to do just a whole lot. I think it's got to come down to Shin and Thomas and Kyrou and Buskevich. They've got to make plays. So
they got to play. And there's no reason why they won't.
No, I think they'll be okay. It's just I don't know that they're good enough to beat Winnipeg is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, we're a couple years away from those guys, those younger guys being ready for this kind of game.
It's an 8-1.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's for
and a good how reason. Many times have you seen the 8s beat the 1s?
Yeah, no, it can happen.
The Boston Bruins.
Yep.
When they won the President's Cup, had the way far away the best record, didn't get out of the first round.
Yep. No, listen, if Hellebuck doesn't play well, I think the Blues will win the series. Yeah. Seriously, I do, because I do think the Blues will show up and they'll get shots and they'll put pressure on him.
Well, I would rather play them.
Yeah.
Winnipeg. And I have deep respect for Winnipeg. They're obviously good. But because of their playoff history, you'd rather play them than Dallas or Colorado or Vegas.
Or Edmonton.
And Edmonton's starting to play
because
they're getting healthy. Yep. So they're scary when they're healthy. So, yeah. Anyway, it's going to be fun.
All right, let's go Carolina and the Devils next. I think this is the biggest mismatch on the board. Devils just limping into the playoffs, literally. So many guys injured, including their star, Jack Hughes. So With that being said, Carolina minus 245, the Devils plus 200. You can go minus a game and a half here for Carolina and get them at about minus 120 or minus 130. That's the play for me. Any thoughts on this one?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think this is going. I can't see any way this is going seven.
No.
Because the Devils are, like you said, they're just beat up.
It feels like this could be a sweep.
The Devils, yeah, I think so. They probably, I don't want to say they don't deserve to be there, but, you know, because they finished third in the division, it's the only reason they got in, you know. So, anyway, the first part of the year, they were really good, and then they got banged up. So,
yeah,
you never know. They might steal one somewhere, but Carolina's pretty solid. I would think they would be.
Yeah, good. I think they shut down the Devils. That's the biggest problem. I don't know where the Devils' scoring is going to come from in this game consistently. And it's hockey. You might get four in one game and then not get any for a couple of games. So I don't see it. I don't know how far Carolina can go. I kind of think this team could make a run. But, you know, again, I think having an easy first round will help. And I think that's what's going to happen here. I would really be surprised if this is much of a series.
I do too.
All right, let's go Florida, Tampa. I think this will be, this one or another one we're going to talk about in a second will be the best two series. It's pick your poison. Like, you got a Tampa team at minus 105, so they are a slight favorite. They do have the home advantage. You got Valeski, great, great goalie, maybe the best in the league. They're not quite as powerful as they were all around. And then you got a Florida team that they've got the guys to do it, but they've been hurt. A lot of them are hurt. A lot of them are kind of coming back. They got to mesh together in the playoffs. I just think it's a tough task. I lean Tampa in the series. I really do. What about you?
I think it's one you stay away from because you don't know what Florida's got. You got to go game by game in this one. Because if Florida suddenly is healthy and they do mesh, they're better than Tampa. They would be favored by more if they weren't hurt, I think.
Yep.
It's like you said, it's a tall task to suddenly start playing again together after you've been hurt and you don't know how healthy some of these guys are. They're pushing themselves to get back into the playoffs because they're the defending champions.
Yep.
They got a lot of pride. That Tampa team is hard to beat. They always have been.
Yep.
I've liked them a lot. I'm staying away from it because I just don't know what Florida's going to put out there. I don't know.
I feel like this could be a bloodbath of a series. They really hate each other. Other thing you don't know, it's like, Kachuk's going to be back. But is he going to be back for sure? Like, we don't know that for sure until we see.
How healthy is he?
Yeah, is he going to get out there and play a period and it's like he can't go again?
Right. I
mean, he's obviously.
Or is he going to tweak the injury, you know?
It's obviously bad. Like, this guy plays with broken bones
before. Oh yeah,
it's obviously very bad.
Yeah,
he's had a lot of time since the Four Nations, so maybe he'll be ready. But I'm with you. I think you need to see a game or two. But just on paper, right now, I think Tampa's the play. But if you want to be conservative about it, I get that as well. Because what if you go out game one and game two, and Florida looks like the Panthers from before the Four Nations? Well, they're going to win the series.
Yeah,
it's just that simple. So. It's going to be very, very good. Very good series.
I'm staying away from it.
This one is very interesting here. Edmonton Oilers are the favorites despite being the road team in this series. Minus 135, meaning they will have to go on the road four times versus three. LA Kings plus 115. You got Edmonton. Last year they're in the finals. We know all about them. We know their flash. We know how good they are. The Kings are playing better than almost anybody in the league right now. They're very tough to beat at home. Very tough. They're an underdog. This is a tough one for me.
This is the easiest underdog for me to pick.
You're taking the Kings, okay.
Well, if I'm going to take an underdog, this would be the one.
Yeah.
And I would think this might go seven as well.
Yep.
Because Edmonton's beat up.
Yep.
But they kind of closed pretty strong. And the Kings are kind of, is it fair to say they don't really have a superstar?
You know what they kind of remind me of? And this is going to be people listening might not remember these teams. They wouldn't have a reason to. Mm-hmm. When the Blues had Ken Hitchcock and they were just like super disciplined and super good defensively. And they just kind of
beat themselves.
Yeah. And they just kind of, they they couldn't really, when they get in the playoffs, they couldn't beat like those elite teams, but they were tough. They were tough outs.
They didn't have enough studs.
Yeah, and that's what the Kings, they're solid everywhere, but they're not elite.
Here's the thing with Edmonton, and it's, and I don't know if you can do it. If you can shut down McDavid, you're going to beat him.
Yeah.
And can the Kings do that? I think they can. So if I'm going to take an under, because they have the home ice advantage as well, I'm going Kings.
I lean towards the Kings in this series.
There's got to be an upset somewhere.
Here's the deal. When you take out last year, which was a – you obviously you can't take it out because Edmonton made an incredible round, almost won the cup. But when you look at all the other years of Edmonton in the playoff with McDavid, they really haven't been that good.
They've had goalie issues, right? They've had goalie issues.
Yeah, and I, you know, Skinner got super hot last year in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's normally not that guy. Like, he's like just solid, I would say, you know.
Yeah.
He's not elite last year in the playoffs, though.
Oh, he was. At times. And they're good.
Yeah.
And they're so damn dangerous.
Yeah. But I think they're in a tough spot. I think the Kings
I'm going Kings.
Can get them this year.
Yeah. I do too.
All right. Will this be a huge mismatch? It's on paper as well. As far as the odds go, this is the biggest mismatch. Capitals -330 to the Canadiens +260. Canadiens come through last night and clinch that final spot in the playoffs. Any upset possibilities here for Montreal, or is this going to be all
Capitals? I don't. I think Carolina and the Devils is the biggest mismatch. I
agree.
I'm not. I think Montreal could surprise a little bit. I don't think they can win the series. I just don't know about the Capitals.
Yep.
For a team that's got the best record in the league, or does Winnipeg? Which one does?
No, Winnipeg.
Okay, but
the Capitals were right up there.
They're right there.
Yeah.
They're not impressive enough, you know? And I don't think they finished the season particularly strong. Montreal's been in playoff games every game. They've been in playoff mode. It's like the Blues. They've been in playoff mode for a month. You know, how many times have you seen those teams come into that? They've been playing playoff-type hockey because they got to win every night.
Yeah.
And they're ready. And Washington's been coasting.
Yeah.
You could get a game. I could see them stealing a game.
I could see this going six games maybe. I think, like you said, maybe they steal game one because they're just ready, a little more prepared. Maybe they can get a game at home because it's going to be wild, you know, and –
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if this thing gets a little tight. I'm with you.
I think so, too. Okay, think about this. I mean, remember a couple of years ago when Boston was so strong?
Yep.
Washington has the second best record.
Yep.
They're not anywhere near what Boston was.
No.
And they got their ass beat.
Well, I will bounce back with that and say the Canadians are not the Florida Panthers either.
No, but I could see them winning game one.
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah.
And then the pressure's on Washington. And then they got to go to Montreal. They may get another one up there.
You know, I was talking
about that place. How long has it been since they've been in the playoffs?
It's been a long time. And the last time they were in the playoffs was the COVID thing. They didn't have those games.
That's right. They went all the way to the finals, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's, you know, that doesn't really count as far as what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I was talking to Samich. I thought he made a really good point. We were talking about the playoffs. He said, how many times do you see a team like Washington who they weren't supposed to be very good, and then they overachieve big time in the regular season? How many times does that team then parlay that into success in the postseason?
Yeah.
Not many.
No.
Usually it tends to even out when you get to the playoffs in hockey.
And the key word is overachieved.
Yeah.
Because they did.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to watching the Canadians. I think it's good when they get in the playoffs. I think it's good.
Look, I'm looking forward to watching every game of this. So.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's keep going. Last one on the board here, Colorado and Dallas. Could be the series of the first round. Should be. Really surprised by the odds. So Dallas
will get the
home advantage. They are +120 to the Colorado Avalanche -140.
I am shocked.
really surprised. I'm taking Dallas in the series.
I would too.
Just because I think this should be a toss-up type price, and Dallas is plus 120, so give me the Stars.
Go ahead.
I think they're a little more well-rounded. I think Colorado has, like, the elite guys. Of course, Dallas does too, really, but I think they're just better in more positions than Colorado.
Something's missing in Colorado.
It's the goalie. Gabriel Landeskog, though,
is
back.
He hasn't played in 2 years.
I don't know what that will do, but I do think one thing that's been missing has been leadership. They never really moved on from him being the captain. Yeah. The captain's back. So what that means, I'm not sure. They do have Mackenzie Blackwood in goal now. He is an upgrade from what they've had. I don't know. I just feel like this Stars team's better.
I do too. Yeah, I'm taking them. You kind of think, okay, Landeskog is fantastic. We all know that.
Yep.
Has it played since 2022, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The last time he played is when they won the Stanley Cup.
Okay, so that's all of 23.
Yep.
All of 24. And we're 4 months into 25.
Yeah, I mean.
He's missed, 200 games.
Yeah. Yeah.
You suddenly can – I mean, maybe you can. I don't know.
Yeah.
You suddenly come out and you're the superstar you were 200 games ago? Yep. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to help him that much. I may be totally wrong, but I'm taking Dallas. I'm shocked.
So this is accurate. Robertson did get hurt last night, but the price for this series was they were plus 115. Now they're plus 120. So that's why you see a little bit more of a change. We don't know the status there, and it's the NHL. We won't know.
Why was he even playing?
Well, yeah. I will say this, though. I think them winning the series, it's going to come down to defense and goaltending.
It is. I think they have the advantage. Even if
Robertson's out, I still think Dallas has enough firepower. Defense,
goaltending. That's where they have the advantage.
Yes. And I think that's where Colorado's going to have to rise up. I think defensively their first line is very good. And when you get past it, it gets shaky. And like I said, I'm a fan of Mackenzie Blackwood, but we don't know what he's going to be like in the playoffs. Where Ottinger, you've got a pretty good idea.
Well, I think you know what he's going to do. Yeah.
Don't you think, though, even though we're both on Dallas, we're not going to be shocked Colorado wins.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Don't you think out of all of them, this is the best chance of going seven games? I just feel like they're carbon copies of each other.
We started talking about this 2 weeks ago, and I said, that's a seven gamer.
Yeah.
You would think. It should be a classic.
Yeah.
I think the Kings and Edmonton might go seven as well.
Yeah, and then Florida-Tampa, I think, has a chance.
If Florida's healthy, yeah.
Yeah, even if they're not, I think they'll have enough
back. Yeah, they got enough fight. They'll hang in there.
They're going to have some guys back, but
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think those are the three you really look at. I think the Blues could go six. This Toronto-Ottawa series is another one that it's on the fringe maybe
for going could, to have
But yeah, I think those are the flashy ones. Right. All right. So now that we know the matchups, now that we know what's happening, give me the team that's going to win the East and the team that's going to win the West. And I know it's tough, but just give me
your team. So hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just kind of got to look at the regular season. I don't think the East is very good overall.
We talked about this a lot the last night on VEASAN.
Yeah.
It just feels like the East is like just kind of pick your team and hope. Yeah. You know, four of us picked four different teams last night from the East. Because it's like,
before the season started, and this doesn't mean anything, I don't think any of us would have picked Ottawa and Montreal to be in the playoffs.
Well, and here's the deal. Ottawa is a very tough team. Toronto is what I'm talking about. Take them on Ottawa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ottawa can beat them for sure.
Yeah.
Toronto wins. Toronto kind of has the easiest path they've had.
They do.
Because then they're going to get what we assume would be a seven game, coming off seven game series, Lightning or Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And then that other side, it's just not very good. I mean, but can you really pick Toronto?
I don't know.
I can't.
Because of the playoff situation.
Yeah, I can't do it. I would not be shocked if they lose in the first round.
No.
So
I'm going to take Carolina.
Ah, me too.
But
I hate them. I don't like them. I don't ever.
I wouldn't pick get a them. Nickel on it. No.
I don't ever pick them, but their path seems the best to me.
They're the most consistent.
Yeah. All right. Western Conference.
They've not been great in the playoffs either, but
no,
they've been up against some damn good teams over the years in the playoffs.
Look, if they run into the real Florida Panthers, they're
not. But we don't know that. So.
Exactly. That's where I'm at. Yeah, exactly.
They should have an easy first round series too.
That's the other thing. I think they have an advantage. They're going to get out of the first round fairly easy. Then they're going to get the Capitals or Montreal, and I just think they'll beat them.
Yep.
And then it just depends on, has Toronto put it all together? Because if they have, they can probably beat them. Are they the real Florida Panthers? If they are, they could probably beat them.
Yeah.
But if you kind of get that Tampa team, I think Carolina will beat them. So I'm with Carolina on this one. All right. Go to the West. Who you got?
The West is so hard.
It's murder. Yeah. But here's the thing about the West. You could pick Dallas or Colorado, and it's a good pick, and you could be out a week from now.
In the first round, yeah.
Yeah. Well, a week and a half from now. Yeah. Yeah.
So flip down through there. I want to see all these again.
Oh, yeah.
Go down through the West. Okay. I think whoever comes out of that Dallas Colorado series is going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
So who would they get? Would they get the Edmonton?
They're going to get Winnipeg or St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm at Winnipeg. I don't like Dallas or Colorado personally. It has nothing to do with that. I hate rooting for them. I hate picking them. You know what I mean?
100%.
I
don't like them. 100%.
I just don't like either one of them. I never have.
No, me neither.
I like to watch Edmonton because they're fun, but I can't pick them.
No.
Secretly, if Winnipeg beats the Blues, that's who I'm rooting for.
Yeah, that's a fair thing.
I don't know
thing.
Why, but I am.
Well, I get that.
Yeah, you like Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, so Vegas will play the Kings. Edmonton.
Yep.
So Vegas against the Kings, Edmonton. Dallas, Colorado against Winnipeg, more than likely.
Yep.
I'm trying to decide between the Dallas-Colorado winner and Vegas. And I'm looking at the second round to see who might have an easier second round. I don't really see it because I think Winnipeg has a chance to beat the Blues in five.
Okay.
They'll be well rested.
Yeah.
Dallas and Colorado, I'll be shocked if it doesn't go seven.
Yep.
But the Kings and Edmonton could go seven as well.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. The Kings and they play Vegas. Okay. I'm changing my mind. I've been Dallas all the way.
Yep.
I'm changing to Vegas. I'm going to take Vegas.
So we're both on the same two teams. That's great.
Well, I've just changed my mind.
I've been on Vegas since December, so I'm definitely keeping with them.
I may change my mind when this first series is over, too.
Look, I think Vegas has depth. I think they've got great defensemen that'll punish you. They're huge. I think they'll wear on you. I think they'll play really well in a seven-game series. So I think I'm going to do an easy first round, an easier first round, I would say.
Yeah.
I just think they're better than Edmonton or L.A., even though they really struggle with L.A. in the regular season. But
L.A.'s the sleeper in this whole bunch.
They are for sure. They're not
getting any recognition. And you said, we kind of – remember – there for a while, we were kind of burying them. When the Blues started making their run, we thought they might catch L.A.
Yep.
And L.A. turned it on. And, man, they have been really playing well. So
I still think Vegas gets by them, though. I'm with Vegas.
I think Vegas is better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be fascinating. The playoffs always are. It's the hardest thing to do is to win the Stanley Cup. It's so
different. They kick off Saturday, so it should be a lot of
Blues and Winnipeg's first game, I believe.
Yeah, I think at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, strange time. Here. Anyway.
Yep. All right, let's go to the NBA, and you're going to carry this one because I don't care. So the Pacers and the Bucks. This is a series in the East between the Pacers and the Bucks. Pacers minus 195, Bucks plus 160. My limited knowledge would want to take the Bucks. Am I stupid for that?
Me too. Me too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. They got the best player.
Okay.
Okay, here's the thing. It's this damn NBA. You don't know who's going to play. You don't know who can stay healthy. You don't. It's so hard because I bet it every night.
Mm-hmm.
And one or two superstars are out every night.
Yep.
I have never bet a game involving Jimmy Butler that he's not questionable. Never. I've never bet a game with Steph Curry since he's gotten older that he's not hurt. He's either got a sore thumb, a hangnail on his toe.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking Curry. Or
well, it's the whole league. That's the whole league.
It's the whole league. And I love Steph Curry. I love it. I love it. He's one of my favorite all time. So I'm not knocking him. It's just the way it is. You look at the Clippers. Mm-hmm. Kyrie, how do you pronounce it? Does he ever play?
Right, yeah.
LeBron. I mean, they won't rest him now, but you never know. So you got Giannis for the Bucks. He's another one. Well, he's got a sore hamstring. You don't know whether he's going to twist. Plus 160, I have to take him. Because I got the best player.
Yeah.
Now, the Pacers have played very well. They can score. I just don't think they defend very well. I'm taking the Bucks at plus 160.
All right. Taking the Bucks. All right. Clippers and the Nuggets.
Oh, God. Here. Another hard one.
It's a coin flip. Minus 1 on each side. The Nuggets are weird. They just fired their coach. I never believe in the Clippers. So
no, that's the thing.
Yeah, this is. I would take the Nuggets if it was me.
Well, I would too.
I'm going to take the Nuggets.
But if you look at the way the Clippers finished the season, they're playing fantastic. I know you don't follow it like I do.
That's why we've got you to tell us this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I'm not a total expert on this either. I check the scores every day, but I don't watch a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but I do follow it and look for trends and things like that. And the Clippers won a lot of big games down the stretch.
Okay.
James Harden is playing out of his mind right now. But will James Harden play out of his mind in the playoffs? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Nuggets simply because they have the home court.
All right. Nuggets for both of us. Knicks and the Pistons. I continue to be shocked that the Pistons are in the playoffs. So there's that.
Yeah.
Can they give the Knicks any kind of battle? That's the question.
Yes, they can. The Knicks aren't that good. That should not be minus 400. I don't think.
Okay.
The Knicks can't beat a good team, but the Pistons aren't. So they're going to win the first round, but minus 400, why would you bet that?
Yeah, no, I don't think. Yeah, you're going to have to bet minus. You'd have to bet minus 2.5 games to get a decent number, and I don't know if you want to do that. So. Yeah. All right, Lakers and the Timberwolves up next. The Lakers are minus 195, T-Wolves plus 160.
I don't like this either.
Okay. Can the T-Wolves beat them?
Yes, they can beat them.
All right.
Okay, what have the Lakers done since they got Luka? Now, half the time, LeBron and Luka don't play on the same night, so we don't know, you know, because – but they don't blow anybody out.
Right.
They're not like the Thunder and just kicking the P-Wadden out of people.
Right.
They're eking out these games, even when these two guys play. And I think Austin Reeves, who's another key guy, he got hurt the other night. I don't know what his status is. He's got to play well. I think they win the series. I don't think it should be minus 195 and plus 160 because Minnesota's pretty good.
Well, I mean, I think with the Lakers and who they acquired, I would think that's why. I mean, they should.
Well, it is, and they should dominate, but they really haven't. But now, like I say, LeBron James is going to play different in the playoffs.
No doubt. No doubt.
So he'll bring it, and they may be dynamite, but I haven't seen it. They've won most of their games since they got Luka. but they haven't dominated people.
Yep.
So, and they've lost some games against good teams. Just don't know.
I mean, I think you got to take the Lakers.
You have to take them, but at 195?
Well, maybe not at 195. Yeah.
No, you just kind of wait till the next round.
You can play them minus a game and a half and get a plus number on them. So maybe that's.
Yeah, maybe that's. They're not a good road team.
Boston and Orlando next. Is this just a sweep? Do you bet a sweep? Is that what you do? Like,
probably that would be the only thing, I guess, you could get any value on.
Yeah.
Orlando's playing better. I mean, they played well down the stretch. They had got a bunch of guys hurt. They were playing great early in the season.
Yeah.
And their couple best players got hurt.
Yeah.
They got him back and they rallied.
Yeah.
And Boston is so much better. I don't know if they sweep them, though. They may not.
You think they'll win one?
They might. They might.
All right. Now, let's look at the last one here, because I think this was interesting. So this is a 2-7 matchup. However, the two, that's the Rockets at plus 155. The Golden State Warriors, a 7 seed that was in the play-in tournament, is minus 190 in this
one. You know, this other day I was 7. Substitute teaching and had about 4 or 5 boys that were really into the NBA. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're really into it. And we're talking about the Thunder. And surprisingly, not very many kids around here are Thunder fans.
That is surprising.
And some of them were on the Lakers. Some of them were on the Lakers. Some of them like Denver. And anyway, we were talking about the teams in the West. And I said, list the teams in the West that you're afraid of if you're a Denver fan or a Lakers fan. None of them picked Houston. Yeah, and I said, wait a minute, you're forgetting the number 2 seed. And they go, oh, yeah, that's right. None of them even know a guy that plays on their team.
I don't either.
But they won 52, 53 games.
Yeah.
This line's ridiculous.
I mean, wouldn't they be a play at plus 155?
Yes.
I don't know. I just feel like that's crazy.
Okay, Golden State has, how old is Steph now? 37, 30? He's older. He's older.
Yep.
And Butler's, what's he, 35, 36?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is great in the playoffs.
Yep.
And he's playing great.
He could carry a team, yep.
He can. The key for them is what does their other 3 players do? What can they contribute to this? They're going to have to do something. I think they win this series. I do because they're just I kind of compare Houston to where Oklahoma City was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Houston they won like 20 games last year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So they're young. They're talented. Are they ready to beat Golden State? I don't know.
Well, if you don't, I don't. I don't know. I just think you look at a 2 seed at plus 155 and say, I'll take them.
Are we all just star crazy and we see Butler and we see Curry and we automatically think this is the Warriors team of old, which they're not?
Well, I think what happens is the NBA, they've kind of just shown us the regular season is not –
that's true.
Important to them. And I think now it's like, okay, now they're actually going to play. And now let's see what happens.
Golden State had to push it to stay out of the play-in tournament.
They were in it.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They played the other night.
And they almost got beat against the other night, too. You're absolutely right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But so they had to push it, and they still couldn't get out of the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
Of course, the West is so good. I mean, they're stacked. Where the East has got a couple, 2 or 3 teams, 4 teams. The bottom 4 didn't even have a winning record.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. Yeah. I'll take them to win it. But I would, Houston at plus 155 is pretty tempting.
So here's a bonus to talk about the play. And there's 2 games left to determine the 8 seed. Heat and the Hawks. The Hawks are a 1.5-point favorite there. Who do you got in that one?
I'm taking the Heat.
Okay.
They killed the Bulls.
So it'll be the
Heat. And the Heat have been hurt.
Yeah.
They got a guy that coaches them that's a pretty good coach. He's mm-hmm. been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Hawks, you never know from one day to the next what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that good. I'm taking the Heat.
So the Heat and the Cavs would be the matchup if that happens. Then in the mm-hmm. West, these games tomorrow night, the Mavericks mm-hmm. take on the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are -6.5. Mavericks went on the road and won last night. They do it again.
Well, can old Anthony Davis play two games in a row? I don't know.
See, I mean, they look pretty good. Listen, last night.
They're pretty good when he's healthy. Yep. Everybody forgot they traded Luka for him, which was dumb because Davis can't stay healthy and he's older.
Yeah.
But Davis is really good when he's healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm a Thunder fan. I know who I want to win it.
Grizzlies?
Yes, because they struggle with Dallas.
They do. Even now that he's gone, they do. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. So 6.5, they should win, but I don't know. They've struggled down the stretch. Well, they fired their coach too.
I took Dallas +5.5 last night.
I think to do it again. Take Dallas.
I'm to do it again +6.5. I took them at 5.5 last night.
That's even better. That's even better. So
I don't see a lot of difference.
I would take them. I don't think it'll be a runaway for sure.
Okay.
Memphis has struggled. They, of course, Morant can't stay healthy either.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal has been out a lot. That's their two best players. And you just don't know what you're going to get out of them. They fired their coach, and they have not responded very well since they fired their coach.
No.
Whereas Denver came back and won a couple of games. I was listening to some people talking about that situation, and the Denver players just did not respond to that coach. There was just an issue there, and that happens sometimes. So,
All right. Who you got in the East and who you got in the West for NBA?
Well, I'm going to take Boston to come out of the East.
Yeah.
And the West is a total crapshoot. There's a bunch.
It's the same hockey where the East feels like it's not as good, but you might have one team that's good. The West feels like all of them are good.
This looks like in the East, it's Boston and Cleveland. There's nothing.
Yeah.
That'll be a real shock if they don't get there.
Yeah.
It could happen. The Knicks aren't bad. They might upset Cleveland. In the West, you got the Lakers, you got Denver, the Warriors, Houston, and the Thunder.
Yep.
And this is simply a homer because I'm rooting for the Thunder. So I'm going to pick them, but I won't bet a nickel on them.
If it's Thunder Boston, do you think the Thunder will beat them?
I think the Thunder can beat Boston.
Okay. All right.
So I think whoever comes out of the West is going to win.
Okay.
Unless they're just beat up because they were through some hellacious series and they're wore out, maybe.
I think the Thunder and the Nuggets would be very interesting. I don't know.
The Lakers scare me the most.
Lakers scare the most. Yeah. Well, me too.
Because
we have a Luka problem. So.
If Luka and LeBron are healthy, I don't think they can handle those two guys. They struggle with LeBron.
No,
what team he's been on.
They've
struggled with him.
Well, like most teams.
Yeah.
Right? Well, most teams do struggle with LeBron.
There's big guys, and then there's him. This guy's a freak.
Yeah, yeah.
That body, he's just a freak.
Yeah, he can move like that, huge, and can score. You know, it's,
When he's on. Even at 41 years old or whatever he is.
Yeah.
It's like, can you imagine running into him? It'd be like running into a freight train.
Just I know. Yep.
Kill you.
Yep. So, I know. Yeah. And it's been that way ever since he got in the league. It's just incredible. Yeah,
he's something else.
He's a huge body. Yep. All right. That'll do it for the previews. I didn't think
we'd get 49 minutes out of that. I really didn't.
I think the NBA could get good after the first round.
Yeah, the first round's usually bad.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest difference between the NBA and the NHL. Yes. Every round is good in the NHL.
NHL doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not sure here. So
no, they're usually mismatches.
All right. Well, you got anything else for us?
Well, I mean, do you want to talk about your concert you went to? Or?
Yes, we will talk about that. I was going to give you an opportunity to add anything, but yeah, we'll get to that.
Well, I've got some questions, but I thought we'd do the concert first.
Okay, save the questions. Yeah, so if you remember back, oh gosh, that's been a long time ago now, we were talking about this big concert going on at Oklahoma State, the boys from Oklahoma. It happened last weekend, and it was something to behold. There's no doubt about it. They sold 183,000 tickets. They all showed up. They were all there. It was a 4-9 event.
I thought they sold 200 and some thousand.
Over 200,000 people came to the event. Okay. Yes, over the 4 nights. But tickets sold were 183,000. Okay. 4 nights. They sold out the Boone Pickens Stadium there in Oklahoma State 4 straight nights. And it was everything that we thought it would be. It was incredible. The only complaint I had is they played till 12:30, and all of their fans are
unbelievable. What time did they actually start?
They started at 10 o'clock.
Oh, so it was later than what they were supposed to start, wasn't it?
Yeah. So basically, this is a band that plays at a bar, right?
Yeah. By the way, let's back up. This is not Garth Brooks. This is not Kenny Chesney. This is not Taylor Swift.
No.
This is somebody the majority of you listening have probably never heard of.
Right. So Cross Canadian Ragweed reunites after 15 years of being apart. They're usually playing at most in front of 1,000 people. Right.
This is your bar band.
They're almost exclusively a bar band. The last show they had, I read, had just over 100 people at it.
Yeah.
So,
and they're proud to be a bar band.
Yeah. No, that's what they are. And that's who they are.
Yeah.
They're fine with it. But they usually do come on at 10 o'clock and play till 12:30. I think they needed to adjust for a stadium show because people were getting very tired because we are old now. We were in our 20s when we were at the bar with them. We're in our 40s now. And
by the way, before you go on, I have met two people your age.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys that I coached with
mm-hmm.
at Sir Coxie that went. Yep. And I never knew they were Cross Canadian Ragweed fans. And they were just like you.
Yeah.
They went and saw them play bars around the area. And when they found out those tickets, they were going to play. It was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
There's
one band that would have got me out of the house to go to a stadium show. Now, if they were at the bars, yeah, I would still do that. But I'm not a concert goer. I don't want to go to concerts. I don't care about concerts. That's the one I would go to. Yeah. 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 And it was great. I mean, Dierks Bentley was there on Thursday night. It was awesome. Just all kinds of things. They did such a good job for their style of music. And they basically blazed a path for Red Dirt music back 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think they saw we did really affect a lot of people.
It's an amazing story.
It was incredible. And look, they had them and other Red Dirt bands. That was all. We did not have a headliner. We did not have a thing.
Yeah. You know, I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
Because of you, and I've researched it now. And I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. I mean, they're awesome people. That's the other thing about it.
Yes. The interviews, unbelievable.
They looked out at the crowd in just shock most of the time. Just they were shocked that many people were there every night. Now, interesting story of how this came together that I learned. Okay. Oklahoma State put this together.
Right.
To raise money for NIL.
Oh, so they got it. Okay.
They got $5 million towards their NIL because of this concert.
Yeah. Did they get a cut of the parking and all of that?
They got a cut of everything. They raised $5 million for their NIL.
Okay.
And their first choice was Jason Aldean. He didn't call him back.
Okay.
Their second choice was Miranda Lambert. She didn't call them back.
Okay.
Garth Brooks was on record of saying a concert in Stillwater, Oklahoma would never work.
Garth Brooks is from there. I mean, he went to school. Exactly.
Cross Canadian Ragweed, they called him. They said, do you think you can sell out a stadium show one night? Do you think you can do it? And they said, no.
They thought they might do half, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then they said, do you think you could sell out Gallagher Iba, which is the basketball stadium, 13,000? Yeah. And they said, yes, we think we can do that.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Here's what we're going to do. Sell that out.
Going to call it a stadium show. We're going to see. We're going to get like pre-orders, basically. Let's see who's interested. And within an hour, two nights of a stadium show were sold out.
Yeah.
And so then they said, okay, we're going to sell tickets for two nights. Within an hour, they were all sold out, and there was thousands and thousands of people wanting more. They had to add two more nights.
It's unbelievable.
Four shows, four nights, all sold out. Incredible. Every state in this country, somebody bought a ticket, at least somebody, dozens, if not thousands, at other places, you know, other all states. Different countries were buying tickets. It's incredible.
It is.
This is a bar band, folks. This is a band that never played in front of more than about 1,000 people ever.
And you told me, too.
Yeah.
You know, most bar bands are cover bands.
Mm-hmm.
They cover other people's songs because that's what the people that go to the bars want to hear.
Right.
But you told me they played their hits. They played their music.
Yeah, no, these bands, these Red Dirt Country bands, they are not cover bands.
Right.
Not at all. It's all original music.
Right.
So like what got me involved in it, there was a town just over from where, you know, we grew up that opened up a Red Dirt Country Bar. And I had no idea what it was.
Which was, where was this?
It was a Snorty Horse Saloon is what it was called in Mount Vernon.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's a, guys, that's as rednecky as it gets.
Yeah. And it's a 500 people at most can get in the place, right? It's
at most.
And I said, I don't know what that is, but there's a bar 10 miles away instead of the normal 50 that we have to drive. I'm in. Let's go over there. And that's how I got to know all these bands. They would, every Saturday night, they would have somebody over there.
And there's a bunch of them.
And so we went about 10 times, and then it's like, hey, Cross Canadian Ragweed's coming. I said, okay. They're like, no, we need to call right now and get our ticket, or we're not going to get in that night. I was like, okay. So we went over there, and they had to violate the fire code. I mean, there were people everywhere, and I that's when I realized, wow, this is a very popular band for what this is. But yeah, it's crazy. The Turnpike Troubadours, probably another band
nobody heard of.
They're fantastic. They usually are the headliner. They were the second act, you know, before Crossing Ragweed. Mm-hmm. They were tremendous. So yeah, I mean, if you don't know this music, you need to look it up. It's super good.
Well, you got to like that kind of. I compare them, folks, to the Eagles. That's who they remind me of.
They're a lot more
a little more country,
and they're on that, like, they're edgier for
it's
sure.
It's edgier, but it's I love that. Okay, because of him, I thought, oh, hell, I'm asked to look at this. I never
For your situation, or people that don't know them, okay, yeah, you went to a bar and you watched this band, who cares? But when you see there were over 200,000 of us that went to those little bars,
yes,
and loved this band. Yeah, it's like, oh,
they played basically in Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, and Arkansas, didn't they? And
Texas. I mean, they were born Stillwater, Oklahoma, is where they originated. That's
and I didn't realize until I'd started researching this and listening to them through interviews that Stillwater is a music capital for a lot of kinds of music. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, for this, for sure, though. Like, this is where it's born. This is where it spread. I mean, that it's the center of it all.
Yeah. It's an incredible story.
Yep. I even learned some things. Do you remember the Oklahoma State plane crash? Were coming. They're either going out or coming from Colorado.
Coming back from Colorado. Yes.
It wasn't was it players or was it staff that they're
playing? Most of the players were on the other plane.
Right. There were two planes.
Broadcast crew.
Yes.
And there might have been an assistant coach, maybe.
Yes.
It was the backup plane, basically.
So get this. The student sports editor at the time of the Stillwater newspaper was supposed to be on that flight. Okay. He skipped the flight to go to the Wormy Dog Saloon, which is one of the little bars that play, because Cross Canadian Ragweed was releasing a new CD that night.
I didn't know that.
So he goes to the Wormy Dog instead, because that's the thing. They were, for us that loved them, they were a drop everything and you're going. And that's what it was. So he did not go to Colorado. He had a ticket and everything. He goes and then boom. the plane freaking crashes, and he gets, so they brought him out on the stage and he said, they literally saved my life, literally saved my life. Yeah. And they have a song called On a Cloud, and they wrote that, Cody Canada, the lead singer, he wrote that for the Oklahoma State people. And I never knew that. Yeah. So that was great.
Did you see the interview? I don't know if you have, because they hate OU.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear him talking about that?
Yes.
Have you seen that? Was that not a Larry? He made a mistake. What did he do? I can't remember. He said something about the Sooners or something, and I can't remember what it was, but then he got in trouble for it because of all these fans hate them.
Yeah.
Because Oklahoma State hates Oklahoma.
Yeah. That is the one thing. And I was sitting with somebody that lives in Edmond, and Jamie Stewart, who is an Oklahoma fan, and her husband's an Oklahoma fan. Yeah. She looked at it. She came over to me during intermission. He goes, so how bad does it suck that we're here? I was like, well, it does suck. I said, there's only one reason why. And that's easy. It does suck that we have to.
I thought it was so funny. Then when he was talking about it and he got done with that, whatever the story was, and he goes, and besides that, F you, Oklahoma. I just thought that was fantastic.
I guarantee you there's a lot of us Oklahoma fans that were there, though, because it's he's definitely, they're definitely Stillwater people. First time I've ever been to Stillwater. It was cool. I liked it.
It's unique.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yes, you need to, Rob. If you just, what I did, and Aaron will tell you some songs, I just Googled Cross Canadian Ragweed's greatest hits.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just play one after. That's how I found them.
So
I do have my favorite though.
Alabama would be song. Cross Canadian Ragweed, Alabama is their number one song, and it is fantastic. 17 is my favorite song.
I like it too.
There's a song called Constantly, very good song.
Sick and Tired.
Sick and Tired is a very good song. Leanne Womack is in on that one. Fighting For is a really good song.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones.
Here's the deal. Those are probably their biggest songs. But once you Boys from Oklahoma is an incredible song. But once you get past those, you're going to see other ones. And
pretty good.
He asked me, hey, what's a few? And it's like, well, I like
them. Well, you like them.
But
now, Aaron, did any of them ever chart? Were any of them a hit? Because I don't remember.
Alabama was on the charts, yes.
Okay.
And Sick and Tired was on the charts.
And this band broke up 15, 17 years ago because he was explaining that half of them wanted to go to Nashville and the other half didn't.
Yeah.
Because they weren't interested. The half that didn't want to go to Nashville, they weren't interested in doing that kind of stuff.
In this genre, they looked down at Nashville.
Yeah, they did. They didn't like regular country.
No.
To me, it is country with a little bit of rock and roll in it. It's the kind of country that I love.
Yep.
I don't like the hick stuff.
So 15 years ago, I don't know. Things have changed, right? Like if they were here today, they're a little bit more like today's country.
Oh, they are. No doubt.
I mean, think like Zach Bryan. If you know Zach Bryan, that's kind of.
They're 10 times better than him.
Oh, they're way better than him. But I'm saying you can tell when he sings, he was influenced by this style of music.
Yeah,
these people.
I compare him. I seriously do. To the Eagles.
Yeah.
You don't. For some reason, you don't like it. You made a snarl. Like, I think that's a tremendous compliment.
I just don't. I don't think they're like. I think they're.
The Eagles were. Listen. They would be country today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their major hits, their biggest hits, with the exception of Hotel California.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But Take It Easy, Lion Eyes, Peaceful Easy Feeling. That's country.
Yep.
And these people's music is like those songs.
Yeah. So the Evett Brothers, I don't know how you say it.
I don't know them.
I've heard a couple of their things. I would be shocked if there wasn't some influence of Cross Canadian Ragweed in that.
Well,
have you ever heard of the Randy Rogers Band before?
Yes.
That's ragweed. Like that's they were a spawn of that, basically.
Okay, how do they compare to? And people aren't going to know who this is, so I shouldn't even bring it up. Mark Chapman.
Mark Chapman, they were a cover band.
They were a cover band. That's right.
But they were like Mark Chapman would be at
their style
concerts. Yeah, like he covered their songs, some of them.
Now I read where they're going to Waco for one more concert, right? And they're calling it, what are they calling it, the retirement one, or what is it called?
I don't know what they're calling that one.
Yeah, it was something.
But they've sold out. The shows are sold out, by the way.
Is there more than one?
I think there's two. Yep.
Yeah.
Completely sold out.
Well, it's cool.
Because another thing is, it's like the breakup of the band was pretty bad. Like there was a lot of bad blood.
Yeah.
And
He's real, the lead singer, who's the leader of the band, he's real honest about it. He goes, we were stupid.
Yep.
We were stupid.
But I don't think they realized what they had. I mean,
crazy. He said, you know, by the time they broke up, they had families. They were sick of being on the road.
Yeah.
And he said, we drank entirely too much beer. And with too many miles and too much away from our families. And I was very impressed with him. Been married to the same gal the whole time, I think.
Yep.
Just a really cool guy. Very humble.
Awesome. Yep.
It was good. I'm a fan. And if they ever play again, I don't know if I'd go where there's 60,000 people, but
yeah. I mean, we were talking on the way back,
and they'll ever do it again.
It's like, man, it's so weird. Just so weird to see him in front of that. It was so cool. When you walked in the stadium, it's like, well, no, it actually happened. Holy shit. Like, we went walked in about 6 o'clock and it was full jam.
Aren't you surprised that Garth Brooks said, it would never happen? And still, I think that tells me, and I'm not a Garth Brooks fan, you know that, is I'm too good to do that.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
He's too good to do it. I'm not doing it. What am I going to waste my time on that?
Yeah.
Well. It was really cool. And I know most of you in the chat probably don't care, but it was neat.
It was cool. Yeah.
It's a neat story. And it's our show. We can talk about it if we want to.
That's right. Well, we waited until everything was over with.
Okay. You want to get to some questions?
Yeah, let's do questions. Sounds good.
All right. I really like this one.
Okay.
What is a job you would do for very little pay? Pay wouldn't matter. You'd like to do it.
Yeah, I would. I think that the answer there for me is if you could, you know, kind of report on in some capacity a pro franchise where you could follow them around the whole year. You know, as long as they paid for your trips to get to where here and there and whatever, I would do that for hardly anything.
Yeah, that's my number one would be to work for my favorite team.
Yeah, in some capacity. Yeah,
they wouldn't have to pay me just enough to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I could be on the inside for the Blues or for OU.
Yep.
Just pay me minimum wage. It wouldn't even be like work for me.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And this one is really dumb. I would be a zookeeper for very little
things. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I would. I would love to be the giraffe's zookeeper. I would become best friends with those guys.
I don't think you would like it once you start.
Oh, I don't want to shovel the crap.
No.
I don't want to clean the stalls or anything like that. I'm their buddy. I'm the guy that they train.
I don't think they hire people to be the friends with the animals, though.
Oh, you mean I'd have to clean out the stalls and that?
I would think you'd have to do something, yeah.
Well, I'm out then. Okay. They would have to pay me well if I had to do that. And I don't want to work for my favorite team and be the custodian.
Well, I see. No, me neither, I guess.
No, I don't want to clean the bathrooms, huh?
Well, that's more of working for the stadium, though. Working for the team would be all kinds of different stuff other than that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would like to be the equipment man. That'd be fun.
I don't know if I'd want to. I mean, I would do it.
It's too hard?
Well, I would do it, but it's not. I mean, I would want to cover the guy that
drives the semi with the equipment.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool because you get to go to all the games.
Yeah.
You're going down the highway. You're either getting flipped off or people are honking at you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it would. It would be. I'd like that.
Yeah. All right. Here you go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know your age, how old would you think you are? In other words, how do you feel?
It just depends on who I'm with and what I'm doing. You know, there's when I'm with Magic and we're in Vegas, I feel 21.
you're absolutely right.
When I was at that concert, you feel 17, but then when you wake up the next morning, you do feel 41. So,
well, that's different. Absolutely. It depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm waiting for this to happen because it's going to before long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel a day over 50.
Yeah.
Most days. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not depressed and I don't have issues.
Right.
But I wake up and I shouldn't keep saying this, but I feel the same every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got aches and pains, but I'm 100 years old. So anyway, and I'm waiting for the shoe to drop any day on that. But yeah. All right, here you go. If you could spend a day talking to an animal, what animal would you choose and what would you ask him or her? Where do I get these?
Oh, man. I really would like to talk to my cat and ask her where she was before she came here and how she got here. I'd love to know that because that's something you'll never know, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like you'll never know her story and how it got to us. So that's what I would choose her and I would just ask her what was going on.
My answer would be a pet.
The other reason I would ask that is because it's odd that she ended up where we live.
It is.
We kind of live back, way back where.
Yeah, you're way back in a nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're in way back. Why did they dump her there?
I don't know.
They had plenty of other opportunities to dump her.
It's got to be somebody that knew the area, which is weird because hardly anybody knows. They were
driven clear back in there to do it.
Like we live kind of out off the main highway. Yeah. So if you don't, I mean, I could see an animal getting dumped in our neighborhood, but in the front, we live way back in the back. Yeah. So I don't know
why somebody would drive that far to dump them.
Yeah. I would love to. Maybe love she to know wasn't what happened. Dumped.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she just. Well.
No, she was thrown from a car almost 100%. Because of her injury to her lip.
There's something. Yeah, she didn't just show up. She was too little.
And she wasn't. She wasn't healthy. So.
No, she was. She wasn't. Yeah. What was she? 8 weeks at the most. Yeah. 6-8 weeks old.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'd like to know that.
Just dumped the whole litter, but how come you only got one? You know,
why did we only get one? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I would like to talk to a dog and say, do you ever get tired of us talking to you like you're a little kid? Do you get tired of the stupid way we talk to you because we love you so much? Because we do. We talk to dogs like.
Yeah. Maybe they don't want to be talked like that. Yeah.
Maybe they look at you and go, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. That definitely could be.
A dog. You don't need to. We're not a little kid. We're a dog, but we are all guilty. You know, we got little goofy names for them and stuff. And
yeah.
And I think sometimes they look at you and say, what is wrong with you? Yeah. Oh, gosh.
100%.
Yeah. And this is just a silly one.
Okay.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
Is your story?
No.
You and Heather, it's really unique.
That doesn't mean it was at first sight, though.
Okay, that's why I wanted to ask.
Maybe second sight or third sight, but no, I don't know.
I don't either.
No.
No, I believe attraction at first sight.
Well, yeah, no, and I think that's...
But then you got to get to know somebody to see if you want to fall for them.
I think attraction happens at first sight every day. Like, that's not anything revolutionary.
I do know one couple, and you do too, but you know these people, but I'm not going to mention the names on the air or anything, but they met, and they were married a week later.
Who in the... I know these people?
I will tell you off air.
Okay.
No, I don't. They might not want me sharing this story with, you know, the millions of listeners that we have.
Are they older people or younger people?
They're my age.
They're a little
younger than me.
I don't know who that would be.
No, they're not. They are my age.
Huh. Okay.
I'm just going to say this, and then you'll know.
Okay.
It's your fifth grade teacher.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? You remember?
Yeah. Yeah. I never knew that.
You met her husband, and it's the closest thing to anybody I know that was love at first sight.
That's wild. I never knew that.
And they were married in a week. And they were together until he passed away.
Yeah, yeah. And they
you don't hear that.
You have two kids or one?
Two.
Two. Yeah. Two. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Huh.
And you don't hear that very often.
Yeah, no. Huh. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Really nuts.
Wow.
And they didn't grow up together either. He wasn't from here.
Yeah, right. No, he wasn't. She was. Yeah.
Huh. They met in Florida, I think.
Well, I mean, listen, it worked out well for them. So maybe.
I think it's.
Maybe there's something to it.
I don't think it happens very often.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you know, and I don't mean I don't mean this in a mean way, but she's an eccentric type.
She's different.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Very nice person. Just a beautiful human being. Yeah. Means well.
Yeah, for sure. Huh. Wow, person. That's awesome.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. But I don't think you can't. How can you fall in love it? You don't even know who they are.
I don't know.
But if you meet somebody, I don't think it. Okay. And you meet them and you talk to them for a little while. If you're not attracted, I don't think you can get that attraction.
Right. No.
Unless there's just something about them that begins to grow on you. I don't know, but I've never been in that kind of situation. So where I met somebody and I thought, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't really feel it, but maybe it never does. So anyway, but people are different.
Yep.
Do you think men are more attracted to looks than women are attracted to looks?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yes.
So we're very superficial.
No, yes, more superficial.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Women tend to don't lean quite as much as we do when it comes to that.
I don't think they care, to be quite honest with you. I don't.
Oh, yes.
I think they care to a certain degree, but I don't think
that's... Unless they're using you.
I don't think that's the number one thing. Seriously, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. What else you got?
I think that was the best one.
Yeah, it was.
I had four.
One more thing. Have you been playing the Battle of Florida?
What's the Battle of Florida? Is that the Panthers and the...
Yes. Yeah.
Lightning? Oh, how about the Masters? Did you watch any of that?
We should talk about that. Yeah, that was good.
I thought that was pretty good. I like Rory and always have.
Yeah.
And you know what? Had he blown that, I don't think he would have ever won the Masters to you.
It was the weirdest round I've ever seen.
Yeah. He played so well and then made the dumbest...
Yeah, but
I think the pressure got to him.
Oh, no doubt.
Because he wanted to win that tournament. Well, that was the Grand Slam for him. He won in all four of the majors, and that meant something. But winning the Masters is such a big deal.
Yeah.
And he never had, and I think he choked it away one other time, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he's been, they said he's had 12 attempts at it.
I think if you've ever played golf, any at all, I hate using the word choke. You know, golf is so hard to finish.
I think
you played a lot of golf, so you know.
I think on 18, you could definitely say that he was feeling a lot of pressure.
I got to.
That wasn't a very uncharacteristic shot.
Yeah, but you have to feel it, and when you're out there, and golf is the ultimate individual sport.
Yeah,
you got no help. You don't have a teammate.
Mm-mm.
you got a caddy who's trying to keep you calm and under control, but that's it.
Yep.
You got to hit the damn ball. You have no help.
Yep.
And you're playing in front of thousands of people at the course. Those of us that have played golf can't play in front of three.
Right.
And he's in, you know, and millions watching on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they do it. I don't. I never have. I'm very much in awe of a golfer.
I mean, and here you have somebody that never played golf. Quite possibly the dumbest comment you've ever made.
Dennis,
I
don't know how many people I've met that thinks golf's easy.
Yeah. Go out there and play, you idiot.
Remember our UPS driver, Aaron? Remember Mike?
Yeah. Great athlete.
Great athlete.
Horrible.
And he thought golf was, he wanted to take up golf.
Yeah.
And we were playing a lot of golf at the time.
Yeah.
And I think he thought, I'd go out there and hit that and kick you guys' ass.
Yeah.
He never did get the hang of it. He could hit it very well. He gets so mad, so frustrated, because he was a great athlete.
Great basketball player. And
And a super guy. And just, he gets so mad.
I mean, I would say Rory, it was crazy. Like the shot on 15 was just, wow. Like, I cannot believe he did that. And then, like, equally as bad on 18, that shot. Just got a wedge, you just got to get it up there, and you just couldn't do it, you know.
No.
And Justin Rose was incredible.
Oh, he was.
The last two or three holes, him making that putt on 18, I mean, that was like,
you know, there's guys like him. You think about the Masters that don't play well. They're usually older, like him, that's been around a while.
Yeah.
They go to the Masters and they play great. He's always plays well at the Masters.
Yeah.
And he's a great golfer, yes, but not a, you know, I don't know if he's won a major or not. He probably has.
Justin Rose? Oh, yeah. Yes. Well,
not very many. He's probably won three or four.
I knew it would take a birdie to beat him because he's just rock solid. Like, he was going to par every hole. And if you made a mistake, he's going to beat you. And I mean, we talk about Rory and what happened in regulation where he blew it. To hit that shot going back to 18, same kind of situation, to just sticking 3 feet from the pin.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
incredible.
What a shot.
I mean, that takes some guts.
Now. You just blew the Masters, and then you come right back in the playoff, hit a perfect drive and a perfect wedge and a putt to a birdie to win the Masters after you just blew it.
After you blew it.
Yeah, I mean, that takes that takes everything you got.
That takes talent and guts and everything.
Plus, he knows he's going up against a guy that is not going to flinch.
it's like playing what's his name in the senior tour? Bernhard Langer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Guy's like 70 years old. You get him in a major in the. Yeah. The guy's just incredible.
Just Mr. Steady. Just
And Freddie Couples was that way in the Masters. He always would play Masters even after he got older.
Yep. Yep.
He would play the Masters really well.
It was something. That playoff hole was really something. Yeah. It was just that's like
the golf tournament I try to watch. I didn't watch much of it.
To hit the second shot like he did with all the pressure and all the things to hit it that close was just
and one more thing. Tennessee Volunteers, you are my heroes.
Yes.
You told him to hit the road.
Yep.
And we've got to start doing that, college football.
Yep. Yep.
He's not worth it.
You're not going to win. Here's the deal. He sucks. And I people were blowing him on our chats during the season.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw him in Norman, and everybody was saying how great this guy. And we left going, that guy's not that good.
Well, I've told a lot of people this too. We know, of course, Josh Heupel's one of our all-time favorites. We follow him.
Yeah.
And we followed Tennessee because of him.
Yes. Yeah.
And we know his offense.
He couldn't
it's
run.
It's wide open.
Yeah.
They ran the football with this guy.
Because
he didn't trust him.
He couldn't run the offense.
No.
He wasn't any good.
No. They beat OU.
Yeah.
We're sitting there going, what's wrong with Heupel?
Yeah.
Because they got ahead, what, by 15 points, something like that.
Yeah.
Early. It was early.
Yep.
And they're just running the ball.
Yep.
Because they knew OU's offense wasn't very good and their defense was good.
Yep.
And they're sitting there running the ball because they knew the only way they could lose was if he turned it over.
Yep.
And they had no faith in him.
Yep.
And then here this guy's wanting $4 million.
Yep.
And Heupel just said, hit the road.
Yep. I know. It was – I am so proud of them for doing that.
I am too.
And now nobody's paying the kid because, again
– I think he's going to end up at UCLA is what I heard this morning.
And going to take like $1 million pay cut.
He deserves to.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things coming out that he was a total pain in the ass to deal with, like big time. Even last year, there also was a big rumor, get this, and this is going to start happening.
Oh, there's no doubt.
There was a ton of kids on that Tennessee team that were threatening to hold out of the playoff unless they got more money.
Yeah, and see, that's going to start happening.
Well, and I've heard rumors that that was happening last year, and they kept, at a lot of places.
Yeah.
That's what's going to start happening. For 12 games, but we got a 13th here. Yeah.
Yeah. You get these guys, and you're paying them $2 million, let's say.
Yeah.
And you're getting $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing really well. And they suck.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start saying, why does he get that money and I don't?
It's screwed up. It's going to
blow sky wide. Listen, mark my words.
It's screwed up.
It is screwed up, and we haven't seen anything like what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Until they get their act together and get this under control, I feel sorry for anybody that's coaching. Because
I do too.
You just can't coach it. You just don't know.
Nope.
You don't know you don't know when you walk in the door to go to work what's going to happen that day.
No.
Who's going to come in there and say, Coach, I quit. Somebody chewed my ass out, and I can go somewhere else, and I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the hell out of here.
Yep. Yep.
And the other thing is to quit giving them a scholarship.
I know.
If you're paying them, why are you giving them free schooling?
Yep. Yep. I hate it. I've said that.
Do you think every player on a D1 roster is getting something?
Yeah. Yeah.
You do. You think all of them are at least getting room and board or getting some kind of.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, okay, for sure. Yeah.
You think every D1 athlete in every sport is getting something?
I don't think it's every sport, but I think.
Like if you make a D1 roster in football, basketball, maybe girls basketball.
Yeah.
I don't use probably softball. You're getting something.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Total.
I don't mind the players getting paid, but they have to come up with a structure. This is what's happening. Yeah. It's just
insane. If the player's getting say $1,000 a month, that's all. Well, then they deserve a scholarship.
Yes. But
if you're getting $2 million, why are you on scholarship? You're going to bolt anyway. What difference does it make? Why are you giving these guys this stuff? I don't get it.
It's crazy.
The free shoes and the free clothes either. You got to pay for that.
And like I said, I don't mind the pro sports because we know the contracts. We know the payments. We know from year to year what we're kind of looking at. This is just a free-for-all.
Well, and they actually have earned the paycheck.
Well, yeah, that too. But I mean,
they're better, you know?
Yes, but it's like – imagine if, you're a fan of the Dodgers, okay?
Yeah.
And you don't know from one year to the next if Ohtani's going to be there. You don't have a clue. And he may leave. He may leave before the playoffs. He may leave. You don't have a clue. And it's every player on the team. You wouldn't have a clue if they're there year to year. Those sports would not be popular. I'm sorry. They just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine that? Like, you mentioned Jimmy Snuggerud for the Blues, this young kid. You have no idea. Where he'll be next year, then the next year, then the next. You don't have a clue. Not a clue.
If it's college.
If he's in college, we're in the pros. It's like, okay, you got him this amount of time on a rookie contract. Then you've got him this amount of time.
Yeah.
And yes, you can trade players this, that, and the other. But you know signing up, what's the team going to look like?
Yeah.
You know? And this is just, you have no clue. No clue. I mean, we have John Mateer, and everybody's like, okay, we got the quarterback. We have no idea where he'll be next year. Not a clue. So it's
crazy.
I hate it. All right. We got to get out of here. Blinkers off coming up in 30 minutes. We're going to do.
Oh, I didn't see that on the list. I just saw Magic Mike.
Well, it was added as we were
on the air.
So Blinkers off will come up.
I didn't know that. I wouldn't have talked this long.
Oh, no, it's fine. It'll come up here in 30 minutes. And then Magic Mike show will be on at 3 o'clock Central as well. So big three shower today. And yeah, we got a lot going on. So. All right, for this show, we'll see you back here next week. We'll probably talk a little more about the Derby next week. Kind of needed a break for a couple of weeks. Plus, I'm on my seven shows that we talk about it. So,
yeah. Needed good luck with the Derby.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the way it's become. Oh,
God. All right. It's going to be fun.
All right. Yeah, it'll be fun. We'll be drawing the Derby a week from Saturday. So, that will be that'll be fun. I'm glad they're drawing it early. Get all that out of the way. So,
you bet.
All right, we will be back next week, guys. Thanks, everyone, for watching. If you're staying tuned to the channel, I'll be back here in about 30 minutes. All right, thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week. This is Dudes Who Bet Sports.